Good morning, everyone. I'm Bill Paxton. It took me a while, but I finally realized that I'm supposed to wait till Jim stops playing the organ before I start talking. I've always been a little slow, but I hope everybody's appreciative of nice weather. I know the church is because our power bill is not going to be as high, so that's a good thing. On behalf of the vestry and our rector, we're here to welcome you here this morning. Visitors, if we have any, who are interested in learning more about Grace Church, are encouraged to complete an information card in your pew. After the service, everyone is invited for refreshments, either on the front porch or in the back. I'm not sure which. Our hosts today are Ann and Phil Counts. So today the loose plate offering is for the general fund. So remember that. So we will start, and if you will, please stand for processional hymn 541.
Thank you. We continue our service on page 355 in your red book, the Book of Common Prayer, page 355. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you are always ready to hear than we to pray, and to give more than either desire or deserve. Pour upon us the abundance of your mercy, forgiving us those things of which our conscience is afraid, and giving to us those good things for which we are not worthy to ask, except through the merits and meditation of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated as we hear God's sacred word.
A reading from the Book of Lamentations. How lonely sits the city that once was full of people. How like a widow she has become, she that was great among the nations. She that was a princess among the provinces has become a vassal. She weeps bitterly in the night, with tears on her cheeks. Among all her lovers she has no one to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They have become her enemies. Judah has gone into exile with suffering and hard servitude. She lives now among the nations and finds no resting place. Her pursuers have all overtaken her in the midst of her distress. The roads to Zion mourn, for no one comes to the festivals. All her gates are desolate, her priests groan, her young girls grieve, and their lot is bitter. Her foes have become the masters, her enemies prosper, because the Lord has made her suffer for the multitude of her transgressions. Her children have gone away, captives before the foe. From daughter Zion has departed all her majesty. Her princes have become like stags that find no pasture. They fled without strength before the pursuer. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm this morning is Psalm 137. We will read it responsively by half verse. By the waters of Babylon, we sat down and wept. As for our harps, we hung them up. For those who led us away captive asked for a song, and our oppressors called for mirth. How shall we sing the Lord's song? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you. Remember the day of Jerusalem, O Lord, against the people of Edom.
Down with it, even to the ground.
O daughter of Babylon, doomed to destruction. Happy shall he be who takes your little ones.
A reading from Paul's second letter to Timothy. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, for the sake of the promise of life that is in Jesus Christ, to Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I am grateful to God, whom I worship with a clear conscience, as my ancestors did, when I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day. Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that lived first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now, I am sure, lives in you. For this reason, I remind you to rekindle the gift of God that is within you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. Do not be ashamed, then, of the testimony about our Lord, or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel, relying on the power of God, who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. This grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. For this gospel I was appointed a herald, and an apostle and a teacher, and for this reason I suffer as I do. But I am not ashamed, for I know the one in whom I have put my trust, and I am sure that he is able to guard until that day what I have entrusted to him. Hold to the standard of sound teaching that you have heard from me in the faith and love that are in Jesus Christ Jesus. Guard the good treasure entrusted to you with the help of the Holy Spirit living in us. The word of the Lord.
Oh, Jesus, I
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord Christ. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me and put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink? Later you may eat and drink.' Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you have been ordered to do, say, 'You are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. May what I am about to say be in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. All right, I have a little something. This isn't Johnny Carson, but Bill, can you tell me what's in that envelope? What color is that paper?
The paper is orange.
Okay. Can you pass it on to some of these other folks down the pew here and tell them what it is, too. Do you agree with Bill? You sure? Okay. Do you agree with him? Okay. It's orange? You sure? Okay. John, what color is that?
Sort of red, sort of orange.
Sort of red, sort of orange? And how do you know that?
Probably because I've seen sort of red and sort of orange before.
Okay. Is it maybe because your wife told you to?
No, she didn't help me.
She didn't help you? Not a bit?
I asked her, what is it?
You're ruining my sermon. You know this, you know? No, we tell things to each other because we pass it on, right? And what happens is that we tell somebody piece of information, like, what color is this? And we're told that's the color because somebody else told us. And then somebody else told us, and somebody else told us. John probably didn't remember. Do you remember how you know it's orange, somewhat red, different colors? Somebody taught you, right? Yeah. You know, when we listen to the gospel today, faith is just like that. First, in the book, or the second letter from Timothy today, we have this wonderful letter from Paul to Timothy on an intimate level about Lois and Eunice, on their faith and how much it impacted him and his friend Timothy. And so that faith is given and passed on by the grandparents. They're given that same message. It's not necessarily something that we expect, but it's the legacy people give to us. You know? Jesus gives us an example of a mustard seed today. And he gives us to us that idea that that mustard seed is something that can prosper and grow out of just a small little seed. G.K. Chesterton said, as he was kind of a grumpy kind of guy, a writer, wonderful writer, he said this about Christians. He said, the Christian ideal has not been tried and found wanting. It has been found difficult and left untried. And that's the thing about faith. If we don't use it, you lose it. Faith is something you have to nurture. A few days ago, we celebrated the feast of St. Francis of Assisi. And on Wednesday of this past week, I did a part of the tradition of what on his feast day, a little bit before his feast day, in our tradition, we celebrated the blessing of the animals. He loved the environment. He loved creatures. Francis is probably one of the most remarkable examples of faith in action. Not from the person who probably struggled with mental illness most of his life from serving in combat. He suffered from PTSD, and he struggled with his faith. He was raised in a very wealthy home, had everything he needed. His father thought he was going to take over the business, and he took a different course. The most unlikely person to be an instrument of God's faith in the world became probably one of the rock stars of his time, of the 13th century. He became a person who went and had the courage to talk to kings and pope, high ruling officers of his land. And he hugged lepers. Where does that courage come from? I think what Jesus is trying to help us understand in the message that he gives to us today, it is the most unlikely people that God wants us to all to be used and to be strengthened in faith. God uses most weirdest people in the biblical stories, from David, a little shepherd boy, little guy, who took on a giant three times his size, most likely, and became the king of Israel. Judith, who assassinated an Assyrian general who was torturing her people, she brought them out of slavery. Abraham and Sarah, two unlikely people who were thought was lost in the wilderness for a period of time, and then they were barren, not to be able to have children, and yet they became the founders of the Hebraic faith and us for our Judeo-Christian faith. There is a history of God using most unlikely people to pass on faith. But it is like a muscle that you have to use it or you lose it. You have to take the time to look at what's going on inside you and ask God, what am I supposed to be using my talents for? How am I supposed to be using them for? How can I be of service for others? Not for my own self-gain, my self-ego, but to help be of service for Jesus. That sounds cliche, but the reality is faith grows in service of God. Last week, I talked about in my sermon about how we talked Lazarus and the rich owner and him trying to get to heaven and getting out of that torturous hell he was in. That chasm between the heavenly kingdom and that which tortures us. Faith is that element that helps broaden that. That Jesus gives to us the cross to bridge us from our own self-interest, to connect us to that grace that is imparted to us from God. If you remember in Advent, there's that, a lot of people have thought of this looking, strange looking symbol in Advent on our hangings, and it's called the Tau cross. People get it confused with the T for Tillman or something, and or the Kentucky basketball team with the blue or something. But that Tau cross is a beautiful symbol of how the cross bears us from God to heaven, and to us who are simply trying our best to be in the model of Jesus. The mustard seed is an example of that little grain. We found now that there are smaller seeds, most like in the world. I've put seeds on bowls. So as you leave and as you're taking communion today, just invite you to take one of those little seeds with you back to your seat and put it in the palm of your hand and feel that, how small that seed is. Our faith can be sometimes peculiarly difficult to find, especially when you're down and out. But it is in those times that God can most use us, the most unlikely people, to be his instrument in the world. Sometimes our ego gets in the way. We sometimes think we have it all together, or the people who think we think all have it together. We don't always. But that's why we look to faith and ask for Jesus to help guide us, so that we can be of service to others, not for our own self and to be thinking about a haughty being a Christian, but that's what it means to be a Christian. To be of service to those who need help. The cross is a beautiful example of how Jesus is trying to be the bridge for us from this world to the next. And more now than ever do we need to lean on God to help us when we are tempted just to be only into ourselves and isolate ourselves and think that we have it all together. God has continually uses the most unlikely of us to be that example, to be that touchstone for us, to help us in our world when we're struggling, to be that example of love, forgiveness. That old Henri G.K. Chesterton also says to us, let your religion be less a theory and more of a love affair. Let faith be a verb, not a noun. Let us put it into action. And like that mustard seed, watch it grow into a gigantic, wonderful strength inside your heart. Amen. Now, my friends, let us now stand, and with our faith, Let us recite the creed that we believe with the Nicene Creed on page 358. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate.
Let us pray with unwavering firmness and offer petitions for all in need.
For all who gather in the faith of Christ, guide our church, its leaders, and this congregation to grow strong in our faith in Jesus with the Holy Spirit. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For all the world and all the peoples of the world, children of God and members of the human family, may all people treat one another as they would like to be treated, and with consideration and dignity. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For the good earth and its fragile resources, help us, Lord, in the caring of our planet and this island home for all of those who come behind us in this life. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For the birds of the air, the beasts of the field, and the fish of the sea, we give thanks for the bounty of our land and blessings, for the nourishment that it provides for all creation. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For those we love who celebrate their birthdays, especially David Hamra, Sarah Lewis Meyer, Susie Ulick, Kendall Brown, Emily Black, Libby Shadowen, Lucretia Wittes, Arlene Young, Peggy Henney, and Michael Taylor. May they know their blessings to this community and for celebrating their wedding anniversaries. Those especially are Vicki and Joe Pittard, Devin and Arlene Young, and for all married people in our community, may they know God's joy. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For those who have died in Christ and for all the departed, especially those dear to us that we remember. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Lifting our voices with all creation, with St. Francis and all the holy women and men, let us offer ourselves and one another to the living God through Christ our Lord. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us. God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, you give us a spirit of love and self-discipline. Hear our prayers for mercy and guard your people in time of trial through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now, my sisters and brothers, let us ask God for forgiveness in those times when we have failed to follow God and to be kinder to our neighbor. Our confession can be found on page 360. If you are able, please kneel with me or remain standing. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all of your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you. As we come back together, please be seated. I have a couple of announcements. If you have a youth in middle school or high school would like to attend fall gathering, diocesan fall gathering at Camp All Saints, please contact me and I can get you some further information about that gathering. It should be a lot of fun. Last Sunday, I neglected and I forgot to mention that our senior warden, Chad Dorsey, had to step down from the position as senior warden due to his work, amount of work and travel that he's experiencing. And so Chris Black is our new senior warden, and I'd like to thank these gentlemen for their service and for Chad for his service as well, and for Chris for stepping forward in that position for our vestry and myself and our congregation. So thank you, gentlemen. If you're in, if you are in the confirmation youth preparation classes, the textbooks are in. If you'd like to stop in my office and pick your book up, you're welcome to do that. There are no youth activities this week due to fall break, and then also Vintage Grace will be having their last luncheon this Thursday at 11:30. Please contact the parish office if you'd like to attend so that we have a good food count. If you can do that, that would be wonderful. Also, Grace Church is serving at Community Kitchen this morning, and so if you'd like to help with them, you're welcome to head over there after church this morning. Also, we continue to look for a new children and youth minister. If you know of somebody in the community or in the county that has those gifts and skill sets, please contact me. We would love to be able to interview them and to bring them on full-time if possible. Any other announcements? Freely have we been given, freely let us give. Thank you. We continue our celebration on page 361 in your Book of Common Prayer, page 361. We also give thanks for the beautiful flowers that adorn our altar this day in loving memory of Marion Bates. We give thanks. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, for you are the source of light and life. You made us in your image and called us to new life in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. And gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself, and when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of the new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at that last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God for you, the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you and feed on them in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Wherever you are in your faith journey, all baptized Christians are welcome at this communion rail and at this altar. All are welcome. Let us offer our prayer after Holy Communion, found on page 365 in your Book of Common Prayer, page 365. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and among you always, and remain with you. Amen. Let us go forth and be the church. Alleluia, alleluia. Hey, Bill. Good to see you, sir.
Yeah.